can't choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Well, we have conferences throughout the year around the country, and I would love to see you make plans to come. You know, they're free. We don't charge for you to come to the conference. We really want you to come and join with us in praise and worship and to really spend a dedicated time hearing the Word of God. It's just really wonderful to join in with other believers and to experience the presence of God during the praise and worship that we have. So please make plans to join us. I really would love to have you there.
Orlando, Florida. The Joyce Meyer Conference is coming March 12th through the 14th to the Amway Center. Don't miss your chance to see Joyce live and hear life-changing teaching and be inspired as you worship with Israel Houghton. For more information and a complete conference schedule, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Hello, this is Pastor Ed Day from the Revealing Truth radio program, reminding you to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. Be our guest at Truth Church, Sundays 9 and 11 a.m., or visit our website at mytruthchurch.com. Discover your purpose today.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen Take some notes. Let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You don't reconcile pretty to ugly. I mean, ugly to pretty, and ugly to pretty to ugly. You don't take something pretty and reconcile it and make it ugly. You take something ugly and you reconcile it and you make it pretty. That's really what God did. He came into an ugly situation in your life and He made it pretty. He reconciled you to Him. Is everybody all right? When Jesus died on the cross, He shed His blood on Calvary and He became sin in our place. He took your place. Amen. If you could have got it right, you would have got it right. You couldn't have got it right without Him. He got it right for you. He shed His blood, so you didn't have to shed your blood. He, by His grace, gave Himself for you and reconciled you unto God and made you right with God. That's what righteousness is. Jesus made you right with God. You've been made right. Somebody say, I'm right. I am the righteousness of God. He died in our place so that we could be reconciled to Him. That means that I can be right with Him. I mean, no, you're right with God this morning because of what Jesus did. You ain't got to try to be right with Him. You are right with Him. You couldn't get right with God if you wanted to. It took Jesus. And God is in this world reconciling us to Him. And He uses you and I as the church to flow in reconciliation so that others can be saved and know their Father in heaven and know this great love that we know. Amen? Thank God He did it. Because you and I would mess it up. I know some of you real good. You'd really mess it up. He didn't want our mess, but He took our mess so that we could present it back to God as spotless, without a wrinkle, without blemish, through the power of the blood of Jesus. That's an awesome deal, ain't it? Somebody said, that's a good deal. Hallelujah. It's about relationships. God wanted that kind of relationship with us, that we could be family with Him, that we could be His family. And in order for that to happen, reconciliation had to take place in our life, and He made it possible. So we've been reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus. That's the good news. We've been put right because of what Christ has done. Now we have a relationship with God. So now I can stand up this morning and say, my daddy is God. Yeah. Who's your daddy? He's God, amen. He's not mad at me. He's not mad at you. He ain't been mad. God ain't sitting up in heaven going, there goes Jason again. I'm about to pop that boy upside the head. Look at him. Dadgummit, he blew it again. God ain't doing that. You need to get a revelation of that this morning. When God looks down from heaven at you, He goes, there is my son. Look at him. Look at him. I said, look at him. He is beautiful. He's awesome. I love that boy right there. Hey, hey, come here, Michael. Come here, Michael. Come here, Michael. Come here, Gabriel. Come here. Look at him. He's pretty. He was such a mess. Look at what I've done in him. That's my workmanship through Christ. That's what your daddy's doing over you today. You need to stop beating yourself up. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. You know how many people out there in the world that I run into that don't want to have anything to do with Christianity because they believe God's mad at them? They think God's upset with them? Let me help you. God ain't mad. You need to settle that in your heart this morning. He is not mad. He's not angry with you. He is throwing a party over you today because of what Christ did for you. Every day there's a celebration for your life going on in heaven. He's dancing over you. Let me tell you right now, God is dancing over you. Oh, hallelujah. I wish you could just get a little bit of hold of that. Amen. Matter of fact, do you know that Jesus did not come into the earthly realm to fix this realm? I think I just blew about half of you away right there. Listen to me. Jesus did not come down here on earth to fix it. He came to make it new. He ain't trying to fix up some old broken heap. He made it new. You're a new creation, a new life, a new civilization. Hallelujah. He wants to make everything new in your life. He wants to reveal the kingdom of God and make it new in your life. You're a new creation. You've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. You got a Father who loves you. And because of that, we got the opportunity to be reconciled to one another. That means I can have a right relationship with you. When I say something stupid, you have the ability in you to forgive me and love me anyway. When I do something dumb or you do something dumb, I can be reconciled to you because I got a right relationship with you. I ain't got to worry about you going out the door and talking about me and gossiping about me and running me in the ground to make yourself look good and make me look bad. I got a right relationship with you so I can trust the God that's in you, because I know that you've been reconciled unto God. I don't have to worry about you going out this place and blowing up all over Facebook. And if you are out there blowing up all over Facebook about something you don't like, then you need to ask yourself, are you really reconciled to God? Are you in a right relationship with your brothers and sisters? Are you in a right relationship with your father? It's difficult to live as the family of God, isn't it? It gets tough to live as the family of God. And that means that we've got to deal honestly and we've got to deal seriously with relationship. Because really, that's what the kingdom is about.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Scripture teaches us that we are the righteousness of God. That's who we are. That's what the word teaches. We're the righteousness of God. But we get such a skewed perspective of what righteousness is, because righteousness for a lot of people is I got to do everything right. Let me just tell you, that is not righteousness. Righteousness is not that you got to do everything right. Righteousness is that you are in right being. You're in a right state of mind. You're in a right place because of what God did for you. You are a right being. And because of that, we're always becoming everything that God wants us to become every day of our life. Thank God for that kind of a relationship. Listen, when I really met Jesus, that's really when I discovered who I was. When I understand that me having a right relationship with Him opened me up to where I could really discover what kind of person I was on the inside. I didn't have to fake it anymore. I didn't have to be insecure anymore. I didn't have to be rejected anymore. I was in right standing with my Father, and I can be in right standing with myself. I can be honest with myself. I can look myself in my mirror and say, you need to knock that off, because you know what you're up to. That's not right. Huh? Instead of living the lie, living the con. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. And we got to be sincere in that revelation. And because of that revelation, I can be right with you. You can be right with me. We can be right with God this morning. How many of you want to be right with God this morning? That means in a practical relationship or an impractical relationship, we can have right standing. Say, what are you talking about, Pastor? Let's just say, for example, I'm married and I got a wife, and she looks at me and she says, I'm done with this. I'm done with you. I won't be married to you no more. I don't want to be in a family with you no more. I'm done with this. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you be done with me? I'm good. I'm pretty. Why you want to be done with me? But how do you know if I got a woman that says, I'm done with you, and we're still in a marriage covenant together, and then all of a sudden she's gone. All of a sudden now I got an opportunity to deal with righteousness in my life. I'm faced with a situation in my life where I've got to deal with righteousness. But I'm going to tell you right now, when stuff like this goes on in life, condemnation and shame will begin to creep in. I've seen family problems in people's families keep them away from what God had for them more than anything else in this life. Broken relationships, divorce, kids being turned against one parent or the other, kids in foster care, people married five or six times with kids from multiple marriage, and relationships, the foundation of family being broken and broken. And every opportunity, God is giving us a chance to deal with it in righteousness. Come on, amen. Because the truth is no matter what I walk through in this life, I still have to be righteous with myself. I still got to be right. I still got to be right with my Father. Isn't that right? I have a responsibility to stay in a right standing with my Father in heaven. I got to deal with this question of righteousness. And I'm faced with a problem where I got a wife that wants to leave me, and I can't hold her in this covenant that she made. She ain't hearing it. She's gone. She's out the door. But you know what I can do? I can keep my heart right towards her. I can keep my heart right towards her so that I can be rightly related. I can be rightly related with somebody who doesn't want to be rightly related with me. And I can stay pure before God. Because watch this. Here's where the rub comes in on this kind of stuff when we deal with it. In our terms with being the righteousness of God, in terms of being rightly related to people who are not rightly related to us, because the only way we're going to be able to manifest righteousness out there is to be consistent. Come on, we got to be consistent, right? We hear it all the time in the church. Well, the divorce rate is just as high in the church as it is out in the world. Hey, why do I want to go to church? Church just screwed up as the world. Why do I need to go down there? So how do I stay rightly related to somebody who absolutely refuses to be rightly related to me? Is everybody all right? So that I can go to my Father and say, they're done with me, Daddy. They're done with me. They don't like me. They don't love me. They're justified in leaving. They're justified in filing a divorce against me. They're done. And I don't know what to do about this. I don't know how to handle this. I know you love me. I know I'm the righteousness of God. But I don't know how to deal with this pain of the situation of broken relationship in my life anymore, Father. I need you to help me with it. My father would say, Jason, who you are is not dependent on how anyone else sees you, how anyone else views you. And really, to me, Jason, you're a whole lot more than your failures. Come on now. Jason, I love you. I forgive you. You're my boy. I ain't leaving you in this. I ain't mad at you over this. My heart's breaking for you because I know you're hurting. I know you suffered. I want you to be healed through this. And what I'd really like for you to do, Jason, is I want you to make sure you've done all that you can do in this relationship. So how about this? Why don't you just take and make sure that your heart is right towards that person? Why don't you just make sure that you love them with the kind of love that I love you? And if they're gone, they're gone. If they're giving up and they ain't gonna fight for the marriage anymore, just make sure you got the right heart towards them. And you love them the way I love you. And if they still insist on breaking covenant with you, make sure you walk in love with them. Don't be bitter. Don't resent them. Don't hate them the rest of your life. Don't play gotcha every other day with the kids. You love them the way I would love them, even if they don't love you. If they want out of the covenant, then let them go. But you're right with me. You're right with me. Isn't that really what Jesus said at the cross? When he was hanging on that cross and they were throwing rocks at him and spitting at him and cussing at him, mocking him. And he looked down off that cross and he said, Father, you forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. They don't got a right relationship with you, and they don't have a clue what they're doing this to me right now. Just forgive them, Father. You know what he was saying? He was saying, I have come for reconciliation. That even people that are out of their mind and don't know what they're doing can be right with you. See, that's really the message of hope. Because truthfully, we're all a bunch of screwed up mess. Left to our own resources, we're pretty selfish. without the love of Christ, we're very self-serving. And we need our Father's love. We need our Father's heart. And He's saying to us this morning, you can choose to be in a relationship with me if you want to, but if you don't want to, my love will not quit on you. Matter of fact, my love will chase you all the way to hell. I'll never give up on you as long as you're breathing down here on earth. My love will hound you. I won't quit you. That's how committed God is to this ministry of reconciliation in our lives, guys. That's really how His grace operates in our lives. That's the revelation of truth that God has built His church on. So that when we seek the kingdom first and His righteousness, we ain't got to be consumed with all this mess on earth. We can just be right with our daddy. And when we're in a right relationship with Him and a right relationship with ourselves and a right relationship with each other, the abundant life can flow. Listen, this is our Father's heart for us. The church in America has gone from one extreme to the other, generation after generation. They've either been extremely religious and judgmental, or they've been all the way to the other side and said, live like hell, it don't matter. But I want to tell you something this morning that just seals the deal for me. Is that a right relationship with your Father in heaven is key to abundant life here. You ain't got to worry about religious people trying to put you in a box, and you ain't got to worry about sin overtaking your life and being burdened by it. You can truly live free because God has reconciled you to Himself. You ain't got to impress nobody. He is so impressed with you.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.